Hello.
Hi, Mohammed. It's Nadine.
Yeah,
I don't
sorry.
Know what happened. It's okay.
Yeah, me either. Sorry.
It's okay. No worries. Okay. So, what's the best email address for you, Mohammed?
It's Mohammed. That's my first name. Mohammed. 2017 2017.
Uh-huh.
NY, as in New York, NY.
Uh-huh.
@gmail.com.
Okay. And Mohammed, you spell it with only one M at the end, right?
Yes.
Mohammad. I almost spelled it with two M's. Okay. You have a unique spelling then.
E. Yeah. Before the D is E as an elephant, not A.
Yeah. See, you have a unique spelling. Okay. So Mohammed and then D. 2017.
Yes.
ny@gmail.com. Okay,
correct.
Perfect. Okay. I'm going to send you a test email because I just want to make sure you get it. Bear with me here. I'm going to send you this one. It's going to say client dashboard analytics. It's going to give you an example of our tracking and reporting system. I want to make sure you receive it right now when I send it to you. Do you have access to your email right now? By chance?
Yeah, because let me clean it a little bit because it says storage full or something. Let me get
yeah.
Clean it.
It's okay. No worries. Take your time.
Okay, can you send it again?
Yeah, let me send it again.
All my stars.
It's okay. No worries. You're like, try it again. Okay, no worries. Let me do this. And it'll say it'll be coming from Nadine Medina at Local Splash.
You send it?
Yeah, I sent it.
Can you try to send it to my other email?
Yeah, what's your other email?
It's Muhammad 2017. Instead of NY, put Hadi, H-A-D-I.
Okay. H-A-D-I?
Yes.
Okay, let's try that one. Okay, I just sent it.
Oh, yeah.
Which one did you get it at?
To Heidi.
To the Heidi? Okay. Maybe we should use that email better. So this way you get
fine.
It. Okay. All right. Perfect. Okay. So let me just fix that. Yeah. Because I want to make sure, because any time, Muhammad, we correspond with you, you know, like your, for example, we'll send you an email so that way you can review your website, right, in case you have changes that need to be made. So we want to make sure, even when we send your receipts, we want to make sure that you're getting your emails, right? That it's an email that you check frequently, okay? So let me go here. Okay. Muhammad, how do you spell, what's your last name? This is just for the account here with us.
Hadi, H-A-D-I.
Oh, okay.
That was my last name.
Oh, okay. Okay. Now, let's talk about the Brooklyn location. I see an address, 2629 Brown Street, and it says second floor. Is that like
that's
an actual office, or is that like your home?
My home, to be honest. But
okay,
yeah.
It's where you live. So here's the thing. We're going to hide that address. No one needs to know where you live at. Okay, you're not a storefront, so Google doesn't want your address to show, okay? Let me go here. So it's the second floor. Is there a unit number, anything like that?
No, I think it's second floor.
Second floor, okay. And that's Brooklyn, New York, 11235, correct?
Yes.
Okay. Because right now, we're just focusing right now on the Brooklyn location, okay?
Okay.
We're going to take it one step at a time, okay?
Thank you.
Okay, Brooklyn location, I know you said five boroughs and Nassau County, right?
Mm-hmm.
Residential and commercial?
Yes, both.
Okay, beautiful. And then I know you said you have, now the Brooklyn or the Buffalo location, you also run it under the Triple Power IILLC, right?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Just want to make sure. What's the address for the Buffalo location?
That's the office address. Cannot be. Transit 4830 Transit Road.
4830
Transit.
Transit?
Yes.
Okay. And that's Buffalo?
Transit
New York.
Road, right?
T-R-A-N-S-I-T, is that how you spell it? Transit?
Yes.
Okay. Road?
And then RD.
And that's RD?
Dubuque.
Buffalo, New York?
Yeah. No, Dubuque. Dubuque, New York. D-E-T-E-W.
D-E-W?
No, D-E-P-E-W.
D-E-P-E-W. Dubuque, New York?
Yes. Yes.
Okay.
14043.
Is that like a home office as well? Like a home address?
No, that's the office.
Oh, it's an actual office. Oh, okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Oh, interesting. So yeah, is that actually in Buffalo?
It's in Erie County. Yeah.
How far is that address from Buffalo? Let me see. Give me 1 second here. I just want to see how far it is from Buffalo, just out of my own curiosity.
Okay.
Oh, perfect. It's only like 11 miles. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Let me see. Okay. And then that one, let me go here. Okay, so the phone number that is associated with the Brooklyn location is your phone number, the 631-703-1707, correct?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay. What's the phone number that is associated with the Buffalo location?
It can be the same, it's fine. And then I transfer all that to my partner. Yeah, you can book the
thing. Okay. So let me see how this is going to work. Only because...
You need another phone number?
I think I'm going to need another phone number, and I'm going to tell you why. Because even so, that phone number is not going to show on Google. What we're going to do is we're going to put a tracking number but link it to the other phone number. So we do need a second phone number because Google won't let us use the same phone number for the two locations. They'll red flag it. Do you have another number?
Yes.
Okay. Let me just take that down in 1 second.
347.
Okay, 1 minute. Give me 1 second. Where did it go? Okay. 347.
776. 4009.
I'm going to repeat it back to you. 347-776-4009, correct?
Yes, yes.
Okay. Thank you for your patience, Mohammed. I just want to make sure we do everything correctly here. Okay.
Okay, thank you.
Okay. My manager is helping me on something. I just want to make sure that it gets done correctly. So I appreciate your patience. I know, you know, just we just want to make sure everything's like all the T's are crossed, all the I's are dotted correctly. So I'm like, I need your help on this because I want to make sure that it gets, you know, the credits that I applied stick. You know what I mean? And it doesn't change later. So
I got you.
I definitely appreciate your patience. So you basically, you go out and do all the bidding and everything and you have the guys do the work, right?
Yeah, I have the guys do the work.
That's good. That's good. That's how it should be. Now, let me look for your Facebook page in the meantime, while she's doing that. Let me take a look here. Do you have a business logo already set up?
No, exactly. I just thought.
We could create one for you, Mohammed. It won't cost you more.
Please.
Okay. So let's do that. Mm-hmm. Let's talk about some of your services right now while she's helping me. So I'm putting Obvious as general contractor. I'm putting remodels,
mm-hmm.
tile work.
Mm-hmm.
What else?
Framing.
Room additions, framing.
Yeah.
Okay.
Kitchens, bathrooms. Like I mentioned
kitchen
that,
and bathroom remodels. Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And we said residential and commercial on both of those. Okay.
Yes,
and then I'm trying to think what else. You do garages and carports or no?
In Buffalo locations, we do... nobody needs garages in Brooklyn.
Okay.
It's tight.
Right?
But, yeah,
I figured that.
Yeah. We do that in Buffalo. We do garages and siding and we do all that.
Oh, you do siding? Okay.
Yes.
What about in Brooklyn?
Yeah, we can. Yeah, you can write down that too. Yeah.
Siding?
We can do in Brooklyn.
Okay.
Also... Plumbing?
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
We're talking about new plumbing, right?
New
or like
do
you do plumbing repairs?
Yes. Also, we do the mechanical work. They call it the hood for the restaurant, you know, the fire system and the hood for the kitchen.
Oh, I'm trying to think of what we call it. Is it like the vent cleaning?
Not cleaning. We don't do cleaning. We do the actual commercial kitchen hoods, the hood itself. We do that.
Okay.
We install the hood, you know, and we do the duct, the mush, include the mushroom van. What do you call that? The ring hood installation or something like that?
Yeah. Let me see. Let me look it up.
Exhaust hood for restaurant. Exhaust.
Restaurant hood installation?
Yeah, restaurant exhaust hood installation, yeah.
Let me see.
They call it exhaust hood.
Yes, I see it. Okay, so restaurant, let me put that down. Restaurant exhaust hood installation. Okay, perfect. This is just to give them an idea of where to start from. What are your hours of operation for the Brooklyn location?
What is that again?
Like, what hours do you operate? Are you Monday through Friday, Monday through Saturday?
Yes. Monday through Saturday.
What date? What time?
We like early morning.
So like 7 to 5, 7 to 3?
Yeah. 7 to 5 is good.
7 to 5. Is that also on Saturday too?
Yes.
Okay.
It's
is that the same?
8 to 5 on Saturday?
8 to 4 on Saturday? Let me put Saturday 8 to 4. Now what about for the Buffalo location? I keep saying Buffalo,
same.
But it's the other.
The same, yeah.
Okay. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right. What are the forms of payments that you take?
Checks.
Cash.
Check.
Do you do Zelle?
Yeah. Zelle too, yeah.
What about Venmo, Cash App, PayPal?
I didn't take that now.
No? Credit cards? Debit cards?
I didn't take that yet. But I'm going to get my internet line and everything to the office of Buffalo, and we start taking that. But no.
Oh, good. Oh, good. So for right now, just put cash, check, and Zelle. Is that okay?
Yes. Yes.
Okay. Okay. I'm putting that you need a business logo and that you do have pictures, right?
Yes.
Okay. Let me put needs logo. Okay. The general liability insurance that you carry, how much do you carry? Is it $1 million or? They only ask you to have 250,000. Yeah, they only want you to have 250,000, so you're good. Perfect.
We're good. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I'm going to look up something really quick here. That I want to see. Let me go to my bookmarks. Is that the one I need? Trying to look up something here that I had, and then it just disappeared on me. Oh, where'd it go? It's like, you know, you have everything in place, and then all of a sudden it's like, well, where'd it go? You know? I'm like, ay. If it's not one thing, it's another. Especially my computer, I have certain tabs, and if you don't save the tab, it disappears, and then I gotta dig and look for it. I'm like, oh my goodness. If it would just stay in one place, I would be so much more happier. You know? So once again, thank you for your patience. And she's still working on it. She's like, just give me a moment. Let them know we're working on it. But in the meantime, do what you need to do on your notes. So, because I always want to make sure everything's clarified here. So let me see. Now, some of the things I want to run by you too, and I'll send you emails on this as well, Muhammad. So what we're going to need from you is there's a list, right? We want you to send us pictures. This is part of the verification for the Google Business Profiles, okay? So you mentioned that your partner helps you in the other location, right?
Mm-hmm.
He might need to do a video verification for us where he just kind of shows the work tools, the work equipment. The technician's going to go with you on all of this step by step if that is needed. Okay.
Yes.
So we like to be proactive, right? So what we ask you is, we send you a list and we're going to ask you to send us pictures of your work tools, your work equipment, your work vehicle, send us pictures of business cards that you hand out. Like we give you a list and what you're going to do is you're going to send us pictures of what you have and whatever you don't have, don't worry about it. Just send us what you can. Okay. This is going to help us get you verified through Google faster, okay, for the Google Business Profile part of it. And that's why I say we give you, you know, we give you up to 7 days to get all this information to us, but the sooner you get it to us, the better as well, okay?
Yeah, we have big tools. We have most of the cars, you know, vans, pickup trucks.
Awesome.
Good.
Awesome. Mm-hmm. That's great. That's so great. I'm glad. That makes me happy. Because, you know, sometimes I'll tell you, Muhammad, it is sometimes like pulling teeth when we're saying, we need this, we need that, and we don't get it.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Okay. No, it's okay. Muhammad, I'm talking to my manager. She's on the other line, so bear with me, okay? Amy, I need my links because all of a sudden my links disappeared. I need the links that show I need for the voice verification. What's that one page? I can't find it. That has all the links. Okay. Mm-hmm. Yes, correct. Yes. Okay. No, that's fine. So do you want, it's okay. So do you want me to wait on that still part? Okay. It's okay. It's okay. I can still follow up with him later on today with that part of it. At least, you know what I mean? I don't want to keep him too much longer on the phone either because I want to kind of get him through the rest. Okay? All right. Awesome. Thank you. Bye. Okay, Muhammad. she's like, she was on my other ear. Sorry about that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So let me see here. Yeah, because I know you got things to do too. So what I'll be doing is I'm going to start walking you through what we call our voice verification recording. Basically, what this is going to do, Muhammad, it's going to outline our service agreement. It is an added form of protection for you as well that we send along, okay, with your invoice.
Mm-hmm.
And so I just want to pull that up here for you. Now, I will tell you that as I'm walking you through it, let's say there's something you didn't understand, right? I want you to stop me. I want you to say, Nadine, what does that mean? And what I'll do is I'll go back and I'll rephrase it for you. I want to make sure that you have a firm understanding before we even process your transaction, okay? And again, I do this because I want to do this before I even process a payment. So when I'm walking you through it, we call it the voice verification recording, but it's also because I have you at a discounted pre-agreement, okay, for you. And it's just going to be that added form of protection, like I said, okay? All right. So it goes on to read like this. Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection for you. To ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
Triple Bowers LLC, or which one?
Yes. Please state your name and title within the business. So I need you to state your name and then state your title within the business. So please state your name.
Mohammed Hadi.
And Mohammed, what is, what's your title? Are you the business owner? Are you the president?
I'm the owner.
Of the business. Thank you. You are authorized on the billing of this account, correct?
Yes.
Are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business?
Yes.
Now, to get results as fast as possible, Mohammed, it is very important that you're actively involved in your campaign. Okay? As a result of increased visibility, please be advised that you may receive calls from third-party vendors that are unrelated to Local Splash. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls, text messages, and emails from Local Splash?
Yes.
Okay. Now, on your phone right now, I'm going to send you a text message, Mohammed, and I need you to save this phone number. It's going to be our 877 number. You're going to save it in your contacts under Local Splash, okay? And the reason that I want you to save it is so that way you never lose our phone number. That number is 877-635. Okay, let me know when you're ready. I'm going to text it to you, but I want to say it to you as well.
635, okay.
6225.
What is that? Name, local?
Local, L-O-C-A-L, and then splash, like a splash of water, S-P-L-A-S-H. Okay? So please save, yes, please save that 877 number. That is our customer service department number here at our company, Local Splash. I tell you to save this number because when we call you, we're going to call you from an 877 number, okay? Our technicians will call you from an 877 number. If you had to make a change, okay, you'll call our 877 number. You're going to have a team dedicated to your account. However, they are also going to assign you an account manager, okay? So you will receive a phone call from your account manager here at Local Splash, so you'll have a direct person that you can talk to whenever you have like a concern or an update. So they'll, I'm going to have them assign an account manager to you, a specific person to talk to, okay, other than our team, all right? So I want you to know that as a result, okay, of increased visibility, please, Mohammed, be advised that you may get calls from third-party vendors, right, that are unrelated to Local Splash. So that means that you might have someone calling you that's trying to sell you other type of online products. They're not associated with us, okay? We're not going to ask you for more money,
okay?
All right. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to provide you a security question. And this security question is how you're going to verify if the call is coming from Local Splash or and not from another company. Now, you can choose the security question to either be your mother's maiden name, it could be the city that you were born in, or It could be your first pet's name. What do you want for the security question?
The city where I was born.
What city were you born in?
Yaffa. Y-A-F-A.
Y-A-F-A. Okay. Whenever we call you, always ask, what's my security question? If someone hangs up on you, then you know it wasn't us calling. Or if they refuse to give you the security question, you disconnect the call on them. Okay?
Thank you.
Don't.
All right.
You are so welcome. Now, it's just giving you that example, right? Because several of my clients get a call from a company called Yelp, right? They basically offer advertising services, okay? So, specifically for a directory listing, if you do receive these calls and are interested in trying, okay, let me know. We can offer you a discounted rate for Yelp because we're associated with them. Okay.
Okay.
So if you get any calls from Yelp and you're kind of interested or wondering what that's about, call us and we'll explain it to you and we can get you a discounted rate if you're interested. Okay.
Sure.
Now, in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Do I agree to what?
Do you agree to disclose? Let me explain it first. What we're saying
what
here is that.
Disclose?
Yeah.
Disclose.
Meaning, do you agree to let us know of any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement? So what we're asking you is this, Mohammed. Do you agree to let us know if you're doing any other marketing aside from what we're doing before you do it?
Yeah, yes.
Okay. And I say this because I'll tell you why. We're not telling you you can't do other marketing. We're just saying before you start doing other marketing, just give us a call and say, hey, this is what I'm thinking of doing. And we'll tell you, oh, yeah, go for it. It doesn't interfere with what we're doing. We want to save you money. We don't want you spending more money if you don't need to. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, these may, as a part of the verification process, okay, it is essential, okay, it is very important that Local Splash receives the required business documents in a timely manner, okay? These may include your business license, which we talked about that. It includes your business proof of insurance, the Google Guaranteed application, okay, because you'll need to fill that out. And any other items that are recommended for the Google Business Profile verification, okay? We kindly ask you, Mohammed, that these documents be submitted to us within 7 days. The first 7 days, we need those documents. Failure to provide the necessary documentation with this time frame may result in delays or suspension of your account. Do you agree to submit these items within 7 days?
Yes. And
okay.
Is it the pictures? What else? Pictures?
I'm going to send you a full list. I'll send you the list. And then the technician will go over it with you too. So like, for example, I'm going to send you the Google Guaranteed application. We need you to send that within 7 days. We need your business, your proof of insurance. We'll need pictures of your work tools, your work equipment, your work vehicles. We'll send you a list of what we need, okay, within the first 7 days, okay? And the technician will go over it with you again as well. Aside from me explaining it all to you too, they'll go over it with you again, okay? So we're just asking that if you do agree to submit these items that we'll request from you within 7 days.
Yes.
Okay. Now, your payment, this is very important. I'm going to go slow on this, okay? Your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today, which is July 9th, 2025. Let me go back here. Let me just correct this. 2025. So let me read it back to you. Your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today, which is July 9th, 2025 in the non-refundable amount of $748. Okay? Now, this is a two-month verbal agreement. So your monthly payments will automatically renew on July 9th, 2025. Okay. So let me just go back to it. I apologize. It's because I had these things popping up and I'm like, what is going on? Why are these popping up? And it kept. So let me read it back to you. My apologies. So your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today, July 9th, 2025, in the non-refundable amount of $748. So this is a two-month verbal agreement. Your monthly payments will automatically renew on the ninth day of each month in the amount of $498. Okay? This is a monthly recurring payment. So basically, your second payment is going to be then on August 9th, 2025 for the $498. Once you get approved, remember, for the Google Guaranteed, we're going to call you to let you know that you've been approved and to activate your leads. Once your leads get activated, okay, then that's when you pay the $940. Okay?
Yes.
Now, once you pay the $940, then you know when a lead comes in, it deducts it from that budget, okay? So, does that make sense?
Yes.
Okay. Now, you may discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support, which is a number that I asked you to save, 877-635-6225. You must speak with the live representative. Okay, to prevent the charges for your next month of service, we ask that you contact client support at least 3 business days before your next billing is due. Okay, if you need to pause or cancel it, so that way you don't get charged. All right, do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Okay. It has been a process, I know. Sorry, but we're going to get through it, Mohammed. You know, I just want to make sure, like I said, that everything is where it needs to be at and in place. And Mohammed, I know you mentioned you have your EIN, correct, is what we're going to use on your application when you're, when it asks you for the social security number, you're going to put your EIN in place, okay? Because I know you mentioned that's the one that you have, not the social, right?
Yes.
Okay. You know, Mohammed, I had a question. Yeah, take your time. When it comes to your plumbing services, do you do, like, do you repair toilets?
Yes.
You do? Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Only because, let me just tell you, give me a second here, because I think I can also get you found for the plumber vertical for the Google Guaranteed. For the paper lead program too. I'll share it with you what the cost is on that and then I'll explain how that works. Okay. Cause you might want to get approved for the plumber one also. I think that might be beneficial for you. But when it comes to the plumbing, that means that you have to be open to taking jobs where you would repair or unclog a drain. Are you open to that or no?
No.
No? Okay. Then that might
not.
Yeah, then that might not. Yeah, then we'll leave it out. Just because if you want to get found for plumber leads, they're going to want you to also, for the Google Guaranteed I'm talking about, right? For the Google Guaranteed, for those paper leads, if you want to do the plumbing, then they want you to also be open to unclogging a drain. And yeah, I don't think that would be the best option for you. So we'll leave that one out. Okay, yeah, because we want, yeah, because they would say, like, no, he needs to do it. And to me, it's just like, I don't think that would be the best one for you. So, yeah, we won't do that one.
So.
Okay. Yeah, because I think you need the other one. Like, Because I'll give you an example, right? Let's say the lead cost is $40. How much would you charge to unclog a drain?
Like, is the drain stuck? Like, for example, it depends. Yeah. It goes from 100 to 5. It depends.
Yeah, so it's like, would you want to pay $30 for a lead to unclog a drain?
No.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah,
do you see what I'm saying?
To be a lead, you mean?
Yeah, would you pay $30 for a lead to get a lead for unclogging a drain?
I know what you mean, but you mean to pay for the lead?
Yeah.
Just leave it for now, I think, yeah.
Okay. Okay.
We do it in the future, this one, yeah.
Okay. All right. Perfect. Yeah, I think we'll just leave it like that. Okay.
But am I mentioned as the plumbing job, or you take all the plumbing away?
But no. We won't take all the plumbing away because we're going to still get you found with the local map for all the plumbing. I'm talking about the part B of the ideal package is the paper lead.
Yes.
So I don't think that would be the best one for you. You know what I mean?
Okay.
So that's why, yeah. Okay. All right. Mm-hmm. Let me see here. Give me 1 second. Okay. So Mohammed, the card that you're going to use for the payment, is that card in your name, the business name, or is it in both?
Yes. In both.
Your name? Okay. How does your name read on the card?
Mohammed. 1 second. Yeah, it's Mohammed, like my first name.
Okay.
And then letter Z on the middle name, and then Faith Hadi, J-D-I.
Okay, so it's Mohammed, M-O-H. A-M-E-D, Z like zebra?
Mm-hmm.
And then Hadi? H-A-D-I?
Yeah.
Okay. And then how does the business name show on there? Because you said it also shows the business name?
Yes, Triple Power, I-I-L-L-C.
Okay. And what's the billing address for the card that you're using?
2629 Brown Street.
Oh, Brown Street. Does it show second floor on there?
I believe so, yeah.
Okay. And that's Brooklyn. And the zip code, where did I go with the zip code? I just had it. 11235. Is this a Visa, MasterCard, American Express, or Discover?
Visa.
Visa. And the card number when you're ready?
Yes.
I'm going to repeat it back to you. 4563-3100-5102-4798, correct?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Expiration month and year.
06 2030.
Oh, wow.
Yes.
That's way out there.
I guess so.
what's the CVV code on the back?
088.
I think, oh, my gosh, I was terrified when we were going to get into the year 2000. I don't know if you remember. I'm probably telling you my age. I was freaked out. I told my mom, is the world going to end? And she's like, oh, my gosh, you're so silly. And look, we're already in 2026, and I'm a grandma. Okay. Now, I'm going to process your payment, in a couple, you're going to be receiving in the next few minutes, you're going to receive quite a few emails, text messages from us. Give me one second.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so let's go here. Now, when do you want your client interview? Because that's going to be where the real magic is going to happen, Muhammad. It's not going to be with me, although I think it is, but it's not. The client interview, what we're going to do is we're going to block an hour. It might take a little bit longer just because they're going to be working on both locations. They're going to re-verify all the information that you and I went over. They're going to go over more in detail about your keywords, your search terms. They want to make sure that everything is correct. So what do you have time today for the client interview? So that way they can discuss everything with you. You still have the 7 days to get us everything. But the sooner we get you through the client interview, Muhammad, the faster we're moving to. Okay?
Today.
Yeah. Okay, like around what time works for you? In about 2 hours? Okay. Let me see on my calendar real quick.
4 o'clock.
4 o'clock is perfect. Let me do this. Okay. And then I'll need to go over the card number with you again just because it told me that the account's invalid and I think I might have put a number wrong. You're going to have to repeat the card number back to me, and I'm so sorry, Muhammad, because it erases all the numbers and it only shows me the last four. So, and it's for your protection that it does that. So let me schedule your client interview first. Give me one second. So the client interview, what I'm going to do, Muhammad, is I'm going to send you a calendar invite. I'm going to also send you a reminder an hour before your interview, just so that you know that it's coming up in the next hour. I'm going to be actually the one calling you to introduce you to the technician. Only because I want to do that just because you and I have had, I mean, we've been on the phone for a while having a great conversation, and I really want to do the introduction. It's one of my favorite parts of it. So this way you feel comfortable as well. So let me send you the calendar invite real quick here. Okay. Now, if when we call you, let's say, Muhammad, you needed 5 or 10 more minutes, just say, hey, Nadine, can you call me back in 5 or 10 minutes? We'll call you right back. Okay, but just make sure you pick up the call. Do you want to repeat the number back to me, please?
Yeah, 4563.
4563. 3100.
5102.
5102.
4796.
4796. I still have it expires June of 2030. And then the CVV code on the back is 088?
Yes.
Okay.
Don't put second floor on the thing. Just take it out, second floor, maybe if you bought it.
Maybe I should take that part out, the second floor part? Maybe I should, huh?
Yes. Just keep my name. You don't have to keep the company. Whatever. You keep the company name, Triple Power 2 LLC?
Yeah. That should be okay. Usually if it says invalid account, it's because maybe there's one number that's wrong.
Okay.
It could have been on my end when I was typing.
give me one moment. I have
someone. Take your time. No worries. I'll be here.